Daily interaction, debate, and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio.
Andy Wint, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Good afternoon, 6 minutes past 12 on the Man in Line today on Manx Radio. We have no positive cases today, and the bulletin will come out at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be 3 days since the last one. As of 4 o'clock yesterday, the Isle of Man, there's been 14,586 tests. 14,575 concluded, 11 people waiting a result of a COVID-19 test, and 40 people waiting tests at the moment. And now the briefings, of course, are back to once a week. So the Chief Minister will hold a COVID-19 briefing tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting that live on Manx Radio, also on our Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. So 4 o'clock tomorrow, you'll be able to see exactly what's happening with the Chief Minister and possibly the newly, is he ennobled? Well, anyway, credited MBE, David Ashford, MHK. At 4 o'clock tomorrow. Good news, the TT sign has been recovered, shall we say. It's hot news yesterday. The motorsport team have confirmed that the missing map board from the TT scoreboard has been returned following the kerfuffle that happened yesterday when it kind of disappeared. The motorsport team and police have accepted the explanation that the board was removed by a well-intentioned individual who thought he was operating with the authority to remove the board before demolition. Police, by the way, have pointed out that please don't take anything else. The removal of any items from the scoreboard will remain a criminal matter and will be treated as such. So, good news, the TT map is back from the scoreboard.
You need to get the paint pot out. There's so many stop signs, white lines that are just fading.
So where's the worst road paint on the Isle of Man? This created a real kerfuffle yesterday. Jack said, a text in today just said, the road paint everywhere needs to be done. The main road, Douglas to Peel, is a disgrace. No margin line, no main line, missing all over it as well. It's dangerous at night, Douglas to Peel Road. Same on the road south, the main Castletown Road. Also, King Edward Road has no main centre line on the bend as well. The roads have kind of been left without markings. No one's being held responsible. Tell us the worst road paint on the Isle of Man. It's fairly essential, if you're driving, of course, and if you're a pedestrian, to have the markings where they should be. So any thoughts on the matter, call and get in touch as well. The lockdown in Liverpool is happening. Liverpool is in partial lockdown this morning. How does that affect the Isle of Man? Is it something that kind of bothers you about what's happening? The region, Liverpool, is in the highest, very high alert level of the new three-tier system for the COVID restrictions in England. Well, of course, it affects us because Mananan goes to the pierhead in Liverpool. Pubs and bars are closed in Liverpool if they don't serve substantial meals, as are betting shops, gyms, leisure centres and casinos. Almost all household contacts are banned in Liverpool, and the advice against travel is against travel in and out of the area. The rule of six applies in indoor public spaces like parks. It just shows you how well off we are on the Isle of Man, doesn't it, as well? Island patients are referred to hospitals, of course, in the northwest of England, including Liverpool. So we're going to watch that situation and see how it develops. But obviously, patient transfer is a very important component of that. Howard's with us. Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, Andy. Just that lady that was on earlier there, I sympathise with a child who couldn't get the flu jab. My wife has had the flu jab ever since it was introduced for many, many years. She's one of the semi-vulnerable, But when she rang up, and this was a few weeks ago, they said to the doctors, oh, we're only doing them on Saturdays, so it'll be a couple, maybe 3 weeks, and eventually she got an appointment. And when she told me, I said, that's ridiculous. I said, why don't you try the chemist shop? Oh, are they doing them? I said, well, they aren't advertising them. And she rang up the chemist that we deal with, and she was able to get an appointment within a few days, during the week, at the sensible time, and that's already been done and dusted. So I think, personally, I think the problem lies in the surgery, the doctor's surgeries, because the various chemists, the likes of Lloyd's and Boots, and this was an independent chemist, are all given flu jabs.
Can you tell us which chemist it was?
Yeah, it was Edmund Kinraid up on Ballaquail Road.
All right, yes. It seems to be a bit patchy across the island, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. I've never had it. We were offered it free at work, but I was one of the awkward so-and-sos. I never got it. But that was my own choice. But my wife does make that choice to have the flu jab. And as I say, it was going to be an eternity waiting for the doctors. And the reception said, I'm sorry, but we're only doing it on Saturdays, and it's going to be a couple of weeks at least. And that was, that was crazy.
And which GP practice was that?
Palatine.
Just Saturdays. Oh, wow.
Yep. We're only doing it Saturdays. So that's the coming from the receptionist. Whether it's the practice nurses doing it or whatever it is, I don't know. But that's all they were given, and that's all they were operating on a Saturday.
Okay.
But there's your chemist, Edwin. Very good. She went straight in, 2 minutes. I hardly had the time to go and buy a newspaper, and she was back out again.
Okay. All right, Howard. Thanks for calling.
But as I say, maybe the problems with the surgeries.
All right. Thanks for calling us today.
Thanks, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, it's been suggested some practices didn't order enough flu jabs or flu vaccine in advance, and they're now trying to meet demand. So the problem may be with practices that didn't order enough. So suppliers are struggling with what's called urgent requests, i.e. crikey, we forgot. Some practices are fine, they anticipate a demand, but many more people are requesting flu jabs this year due to COVID. I wonder whether you're a first-time flu jabber and how you're feeling about that. Paul dropped me a note, said, Andy, born with a Manx passport, but the person is working abroad due to the nature of the job, unable to come back to the Isle of Man over Christmas to visit parents. Refused entry. I think it's immoral when over 1,000 key workers have been allowed to the Isle of Man over the past 6 months. So you've got Manx-born people, Manx passport-holding people, working abroad, not allowed back to the Isle of Man, being forgotten. If you have any thoughts on that, get in touch. Call 66 13 68. Email studio at manxradio.com. Text 166177. This is a note in that just said, we can't get even an appointment for our flu jabs as well. S&J, we were told the Southern practice can't get any flu vaccine at the moment, and there is a long list as well. Text, email and call. Oh, please explain how we accept 2,000 students back to the island and their families don't have to self-isolate. More students than ever will want to come home as the UK shuts down again. Not a chance that all families will obey conditions, especially as it's Christmas and party time. Those students should be brought back now and taught remotely. That's the point. Lots of students are coming back anyway, because it's a little chaotic over in the UK, being confined to student accommodation and getting remote learning as well. Well, they could do that on the Isle of Man and self-isolate for a couple of weeks and then be on the freest place in Europe, couldn't they? But a lot of students will be coming back at Christmas time. Test email or call. Never mind the festoon lights. Get some proper street lights in Douglas. That's John. Oh, the festoon lights. What's going to happen? Maybe the Liverpool boat needs to stop to lessen the risk. This is the issue of Liverpool being in partial lockdown this morning. And, of course, Manx patients are referred to hospitals in the northwest of England, of course, including the fine hospitals in Liverpool. Well, the man with the information Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford.
Yes, obviously the situation in Liverpool is very concerning. They've seen a quadrupling of the infection rate in the space of about 2.5 to 3 weeks. Obviously we've got major links there, not just from health but economically as well. So it is concerning that we've seen this rise in infections.
Liverpool is reported now to have the third highest number of coronavirus cases within the hospitals in Europe. So where does that, with our links to the Merseyside hospitals, put patients from the Isle of Man?
Well, the first thing we have to say is obviously hospitals in the UK have the same procedures in place that we did when we were working with the pandemic here on Ireland. They do it on obviously a much larger scale, but they have clean parts of the hospital and what you would refer to as dirty parts of the hospital. So there is separation of COVID patients from the general hospital population. Obviously, they have had to start restricting again some of the procedures they're undertaking and making sure that they focus on urgent procedures. But we're working with our partners in the Northwest to ensure that they can continue to provide support where we require it.
Are we going back to the days we had back in March and April and May where the most vulnerable and sick patients from the island would still travel over for their treatment, but those with things that could maybe wait a few months would be put off?
That may well come to that because obviously, as we know, some of the Liverpool hospitals and some of the North West hospitals in general have already started restricting some of the non-urgent cases. But the one thing I do want to reassure people with, where it is urgent treatment and that treatment is immediately required, we are working with our North West partners to ensure that treatment can still be provided.
But worrying times.
Very worrying times.
Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford. Well, we turn to a friend in Liverpool. What's it like for those living in Liverpool and those extensive restrictions in Liverpool? Charlie Lambert, familiar voice to many people on the Isle of Man, of course, former voice of Radio TT, of course, is a Scouser, lives in Liverpool. Charlie's got the lowdown.
It's quite frustrating. You know, we've been through the worst of the lockdown in the through the spring and most of the summer, and then things seem to be getting back to some kind of normality, and very frustrating, I think. I actually think that this has exposed a lot of different emotions, Beth, because personally, my personal feeling is one of frustration, but I can see a lot of other people in the city who are feeling extremely angry. I think there's a lot of tribalism has been unleashed. The old North versus South argument has reared its head, as it so frequently does, feeling that Liverpool is not being treated fairly. I'm not sure how logical that is. But a lot of things are swimming around, and I think it's quite a dangerous time, really, because we keep hearing the idea that for a big campaign like this to succeed, the politicians need to carry the people with them. And right here at the moment, I don't think that's happening. And it's the not knowing which I think is a dangerous thing as well as a worrying thing. We just don't know how long it's going to continue. And we don't know, because we haven't been in this situation before, how long people are going to be able to cope with it.
Interesting words. Dangerous situation, Charlie said, and also personal frustration, tribalism happening in and around Liverpool. Charlie's a well-respected journalist and lecturer in broadcasting, also at the university in Liverpool as well, and a familiar voice on the Isle of Man. And a look at what's happening in Liverpool. And, well, Mananen does go to Liverpool at weekends. We'll just have to see whether that actually continues.
You need to get the paint pot out. There's numerous stop signs that are fading. There's white lines that are very poor. And I just think that would help with the safety rather than the reducing the speed limit.
Text, email or call regarding that. Lots and lots of comment yesterday about faded road paint on the Isle of Man. Does road paint cost a lot of money? I also heard somebody said, apparently now is the wrong time of year to put road paint down because it needs to go when it's warmer. A note in that just said, Andy, can we start teaching personal responsibility as part of the driving test? It seems people can't manage to keep to the left or stop at junctions on crossings at the moment. As for the road discipline at roundabouts, well, hi, just an idea. Why don't they cut the TT board up into, say, 12 by 12 inch pieces and sell it to the fans. Obviously, the money could be donated to the helicopter fund, says Sue. It's a good idea. It's a great idea. It's happened a lot when they've got rid of football stadiums around Europe, in that the old stadium goes and everybody buys a seat and has them in the garden. But it'd be good. How much would you pay for a piece of TT history with the old scoreboard as well? Why do people keep saying that we need to learn to live with COVID? We're living very well without it. If the UK is an example of living with it, we should stay as we are for a long, long time. And you get the picture, listening to Charlie Lambert, of the kind of state of mind, almost, of people in the UK. And aren't we privileged to live where we are? Aren't we privileged to live where we are, living life, well, almost as normal? Andy, the doctor surgery said they have no flu vaccine. My doctor surgery, that's John who emailed in as well. My wife had a flu jab at Palatine this morning, so maybe they've got them now. Other surgeries are operating flu jabs on a Saturday as well, says Brian as well. The worst roads in Ramsey, Leaney Road and the Queen's Drive West, no road markings, roller coaster potholes, untaxed vans and cars parked on junctions instead of householders using driveways. A pity no MHKs live there as well. It will be sorted out straight away. Well, all you need to do is that correspondent, become an MHK, and I'm sure you'll sort it out. Where is the worst road for road paint? Is it a legal requirement for the department to put road paint down? For me, the worst place without road markings, Cool Road roundabout as well. It's supposed to be two lanes, but due to there being no markings, everyone kind of cuts across the road. The worst being going into Douglas or going south. Multiple times I've nearly been hit at the Cool Road roundabout, says Pete. And another correspondent says, Andy, long lists for flu jabs are better than nobody wanting one. It's good to know that the anti-vax people are just a vocal social media minority. We've not heard much, have we, from the anti-vaxxers lately as well, the people who think that vaccines are a form of social control. And I did pose the question a few days ago. When the COVID-19 or a COVID-19 vaccine arrives, who'll be the first person to get it? Would you be the first person on the list to say, I'll have that?
Download the Manx Radio smartphone app for free from your app store.
More correspondence in. One that says, didn't have a problem yesterday. Phone Palatine, got an appointment that Saturday. Straight in, straight out. All my friends have had their flu jab at Palatine as well. Working all week, Saturday was a great idea, says Dave. My pharmacist, when I went to get my flu jab, told me that my doctor's surgery had been asking them if they could buy flu vaccines, as they'd forgotten to get theirs, says John. Didn't tell me which one it was. Ramsey Group Practice set up a flu jab station in the old courthouse and carried out over 2,700 jabs. Very well organised. From the Ramsey Group Practice, excellent service, well done, RGP. That note in from Billy. And a note in regarding the Liverpool situation. Liverpool have themselves to blame for the position they're in. Football anti-mask protesters and parties going on without care for the wider community. You reap what you sow. I feel sad for the sensible people that obeyed the rules and behaved themselves. I think Facebook, social media, needs to do more to stop dangerous conspiracy theories before it's too late. And Sue dropped me a note. Ramsey Group practiced a flu jab all last week, Monday to Friday, 10 till 6, drop in. It was brilliant. Lots of love for Ramsey Group practice. 25 past 12. The worst place on the island for fading road paint is where?
Blackford & Company won't sell you any old car insurance because Blackford & Company aren't any old insurance brokers. They specialise in car insurance for Manx residents. And because they know the area, they tailor-make the policy to suit you. So, if you're aged 21 to 80, call Blackford & Company on 832 042 or go to manxcover.com. Why pay more when you could pay less? Don't delay. Call Blackford's today on 832 042. Blackford & Company are registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Never before have I seen such natural beauty. Yards of luscious green grass to my right are bordered by beds of tall sunflowers as graceful, aromatic lilies embrace the sunshine, hugging a majestic wooden structure looking wisely over its kingdom. This garden could be your reality. The Southern Home and Garden Store showroom is now open 7 days a week. Visit the showroom on the Balthane Estate or view Southern Home and Garden Store on Facebook.
Introducing the first ever IOM Carer of the Year Awards. Arc Health at Home and Wiltshire Farm Foods are inviting all nominations for our inaugural ceremony in November. If you know someone or a team of people who deserve to be recognised for their commitment to providing care and support to others over the past 12 months, then this is your chance to say thank you. Nominate at iomcareawards.com by the 14th of October in association with Manx Radio.
With Shaw, you can share your unlimited data calls and texts. Get one of our new sharer plans and you can share your unlimited data calls and texts with up to four members of your household from just £12 extra per person per month. And with everything itemised and showing on one simple bill too. Switch to Shaw to save or upgrade your account and start saving more from today. To find out more, pop in store today or visit Shaw.com. That's Shaw.com and remember you'll always get more from Shaw.
I didn't know where to turn to protect me and my children from my violent husband.
My partner verbally abused me, controlled how much money I could spend and who I could talk to.
But my advocate was compassionate and helped me with the police to stop the abuse.
My advocate helped me to get a court order to protect me and stay in my home.
If you need assistance, call Advocate Smith Torbitts Unsworth Limited on 677 888 or email reception at advocates.co.im.
Attention property owners, looking for a Plumb sales or rental agent on the Isle of Man? Then your property could be a Plumb property. Plumb Properties are your local forward-thinking estate agent, embracing the latest technology to market your property across a wide range of portals. With added value, including free property appraisals, professional photography, a hard-working proactive service and out-of-hours availability. Renting or selling for Plumb results and Plumb value for money, call 820-600 or visit plumbproperties.im.
It's a Radio Caroline North weekend this weekend, and we got the best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s and into the 90s. We're sponsored this time by 121dates.com, and we have guest DJs Grant Benson and Paul McKenna. We also have virtual money to give away in our competition. Join us this weekend online and 1368 AM.
Manx Radio.
This is the Isle of Man talking. The man in line.
28 minutes past 12. Oh, there's been a misprint on the polling cards for the local authority by-election in Onchan next Thursday. It's a week tomorrow, the 22nd. Tomorrow, by the way, of course, is the election for Douglas commissioners for Derby Ward. But a week tomorrow, it's Onchan, the by-election. The Cabinet Office... The polling cards for the local authority election, it's been issued by the Cabinet Office, and it says election to the House of Keys on the back of it rather than to Onchan commissioners. So I don't know whether Kim Corlett or David Quirk, if they win, will go straight to Keys. I don't think so as well. We've tried to find out what went wrong, but on the back of the polling cards, instead of election to the Onchan commissioners, it says election to the House of Keys. The two candidates contesting that one seat are Kim Corlett and former MHK David Quirk. And we wish both of them well for that exercise in democracy a week tomorrow. More notes in as well. And one that said, we were talking yesterday about the star system for hygiene in anywhere that sells food, whether it's a restaurant, cafe, takeaway as well. There'll be this system now. They've had it in England, I think, certainly for a couple of 10 years or so. They get rated on how clean they are. And somebody said, the problem is, it's that most people clean tables and surfaces with a filthy sponge and an aerosol, or like a squeegee thing. And what you need to use, apparently, is not that. And we learnt this, of course, during lockdown as well, soap and water. If you use soap, you make things a lot cleaner rather than just spraying some antibacterial spray on and smearing it around with a sponge. So soap and water we need to get back to. That note in from Kath. Thank you, Kath. How dare that person just text in about students returning to the Isle of Man? They assume that as a responsible parent of a student, that I wouldn't take precautions and make sure my daughter isolates. How dare they? I'm furious. I'm a furious parent of a student. Thank you. We've come to that conclusion, I think, haven't we? Jointly and severally, that most people observe the rules. There will always be people who don't observe the rules or think the rules don't apply to them. Your regular complainer should get his facts right. Palatine introduced additional flu clinics on a Wednesday to cope with demand. Well advertised. I think Dave says this. Look at the sheer stupidity of the people's behaviour in Liverpool. It's the people's fault. They have themselves to blame. Well, thank you, Dave. Of course, it's none of our business what they do in Liverpool, but that's the situation they find themselves in. The freest country in Europe, you must have forgotten, is actually Sweden, says Brian. Yes, they kind of let coronavirus rip, didn't they, in Sweden? They didn't lock down. They carried on, and they are where they are. Well, we'll learn all this in years to come. There'll be documentaries galore on this, you can guarantee it. It doesn't matter about white lines on the road. No one keeps their car on their side of the road. I followed one car over the mountain today, all over the place. Two vehicles come in the opposite direction, cutting corners. I think it's a huge problem here, road discipline on the Isle of Man. Here's a note in from John who said, Andy, you're driving to Douglas from Peel on a wet, windy night. It's almost dangerous. You can't see the white lines, you can't see the footpaths, you need to be careful that you don't hit a curbside. I think it'll be the cause of a serious accident at some point. Remember, the black and white lines on the curbs haven't been painted for years. Well, of course, with no TT, the black and white curbs didn't get painted, did they, as well? It's an absolute travesty that we have to bring over 1,200 key workers into the Isle of Man because we don't have people with the right skills. Where they do their key worker review, the Isle of Man government should look at how many jobs are recurring where Isle of Man apprentices could be trained up. Well, again, that's one for the future, just to see, instead of key workers, why not train the people on the Isle of Man? Don't go back to welding. I come under the vulnerable category, and I was told to stay in for the necessary 12 weeks, says DM. Why weren't we given the flu jab automatically first? I'm in the south. I've got a terrible problem getting a flu jab. Doctors don't have them. So I've tried the chemist. I'm on a waiting list. I've been trying for a month to get a flu jab. Not happy, says DM. A note in from Graham, who said, Andy, fresh road paint is good for the mind. It makes me feel better. And as a driver, I think psychologically, it shows good maintenance. When you drive to a junction and there's fresh road paint, as a driver, kind of makes you feel better, don't you?
You need to get the paint pot out. There's so many stop signs, white lines that are just fading.
Call, text or email as you can talk about this. You can talk about Liverpool, flu vaccines, anything you want to talk about, really. And they have found the TT map. That's the good news today as well. We can all sleep safely. The situation in Liverpool is very disturbing and will cause cases to rise. You wouldn't see that outside the Outback on a Friday. Ashy wouldn't let it happen, says Alfonso. I had my flu jab at Boots, made the appointment online, very easy. Family members have had theirs at Lloyd's Pharmacy as well, made the appointments by phone, says that correspondent. The mountain needs paint, it needs proper bollards as well. The light got up at night, it's an island life program, a problem, by the way. The DOI hasn't got the staff to do the job, apparently, and they're not willing to train staff. They got rid of the men who could do the job and never replaced them. Well, do you know that for an absolute fact? Pompey Pete, said Andy. The people at high risk who've been having the flu jab for the past few years should have been notified and their injections saved. Surely there are people in the medical profession that would have seen that there'd be an increased demand. Well, we didn't know anything about COVID, did we, earlier on this year? I don't know what the ordering time is like on flu vaccines, but anyway. Tony said, the vaccine topic, I certainly won't be the first in line to receive the mark of the beast. The negative side effects of vaccines can take years to rear their heads. Vaccines that are rushed and not properly researched can do more harm than good. Africa, as well as other third world countries, could testify to the dangers. I think we should look into vaccines before deciding. Many thanks, Tony. Thanks for that note, Tony. Interesting. That's just the point, that the anti-vaxxers seem to be very quiet with the situation that we've been in with COVID-19 all over the world and everybody absolutely racing for a vaccine. When the vaccine arrives, how would you feel about it? We've been talking about that problem with flu vaccines, and the story was about Kirsty Hesketh just asking, is there a shortage of flu vaccine on the Isle of Man? Kirsty Hesketh took almost 2 months to get her highly vulnerable 11-year-old son the jab after doctors cancelled numerous appointments. Kirsty Hesketh
phoned the doctors. They said that they weren't sure when they would be getting it, that we'd be best to go into the pharmacies. So I phoned the pharmacy. Carson's are great. They've been very helpful. I went and got mine done. Unfortunately, the day that I was due to take Finlay, they phoned and said that they actually got their advice through that they weren't able to do children. So they had to cancel Finlay's appointment. So I rang the doctors again and said, I need to get my son his flu jab. And again, I was told to go to the pharmacy. And I explained the situation that pharmacies weren't able to do the children, and that he was super high risk. He's been on steroids for 6 years, so he has zero immune system. He has actually been diagnosed also on top of his other health conditions with adrenal insufficiency. So he is probably one of the most vulnerable people for the flu. So I was in a proper panic then because I was worried about how to get it for him.
Could you tell me about why it's so important for your son to have his vaccine before the flu misting in school?
The flu mist is a live dose of the virus. It says on the vaccine leaflet that they shed that virus for 21 days after. So unless Finlay's had his flu vaccine 2 weeks before that they do that in school, he's at extremely high risk even after having the flu vaccine in that 14-day window.
Have you spoken to any other parents who have been going through anything similar to you?
I'm friends with lots of other people with special needs children who are also having issues, who are also going to have to keep their children off school, because it's not just that first dose and then the second dose 4 weeks later. There's going to be catch-up days, and we're not necessarily going to know in advance really what days are happening. So I do have the list of what schools are done on what days that I haven't seen publicised anywhere, but I managed to get hold of a copy of it. But I don't know whether the general public generally knows what dates their schools are happening. You know, I don't think enough's been talked about it.
Kirsty Hesketh, they're talking about her experiences with the flu vaccine and the situation regarding her son as well. A note in, thanks Chris and Cindy, the cartilage people from Ohio, or based in Ohio in the United States, frequent correspondence with the radio station, and a bit of transatlantic advice as well. On this side of the pond, we're seeing much higher demand for vaccinations. COVID's got everybody spooked. In America, Cindy and I got our jabs at our GP's car park. They weren't doing any in-office visits in the car park, but they do injections and blood draws while you wait in your car. Strange time we're in. Thank you, Chris and Cindy, the cartilage family in America. Thanks for that note as well. I just wonder how much or how uneasy you feel post-COVID, or post-COVID being with us, as it were. The past 6 months we've had this with us now. How you feel about the possibility of flu as the autumn wears on and we get into winter in December? Whether or not that's in the back of your mind all the time when you start getting symptoms how you feel about it as well. I agree entirely, says Paula, about people, about restaurants not using soap. I always shrink back whenever they smear a sponge across a table. I move. They're just moving the germs around. They should use soap. By the way, a week on Friday is the closing date for your view on proposals to update the Isle of Man's adoption laws. If you or any organisation you're involved in has an interest in adoption, you're invited to help shape a landmark reform of the Isle of Man's adoption laws. There's a public consultation on proposals for the new adoption bill, paving way for new legislation designed to ensure that the welfare of the child is at the centre of every decision made by an agency or a court. Adoption is currently governed by a 1984 Act of Tynwald, and they're now considering the scope and provisions of new legislation to reflect changes in society everything's changed really since 1984. Most adoptions today are for older children and for those already in care. Now, if you want more information, you can talk to Georgina Jones on 642608. The consultation runs to Friday the 23rd, a week on Friday. If you want more information, you can get copies of the draft adoption bill. So phone Georgina on 642608. If it's something that you have a view on, the proposals to update the Isle of Man's adoption laws. More notes in concerning, well, really everything today. Road paint, flu vaccines, Liverpool. This one said, the Ramsay flu jab in the courthouse was refused to me. I'm 63 years old, not over 65. No problem last year at St Paul's. And the year before, when I was 62, I was informed to go to Lloyd's at ShopRite. They couldn't give me an appointment. My name and phone number put in a notebook with pages and pages of people. Is that true? It's over 65 now as well. Thank you, Mo, for your note as well. Anybody who's saying that COVID doesn't exist or is just the flu should be made to prove it by being given the virus with no medical supervision whatsoever. There are still lots of people, I just wonder how you feel about that, lots of people who absolutely deny this, just say it's an enormous hoax, it's people trying to foist it on us. Well, it's around and about, isn't it? And as I say, we genuinely won't know what this whole thing has meant to us for years, really. Text, you can email, on polling card mistakes, you think that a political genius was jumping the gun or just dreaming of what could be. Says that. It's true. The back of the Oncombe by-election for the commissioners says election to the House of Keys. It's 17 minutes to one.
Manx Radio.
The festive time of the year is all about getting together, family and friends, or celebrating, drinking and eating. Until silence can be deafening. At any point, children and adults can choke. Would you know what to do? Be prepared. Get trained. St John Ambulance can help. We have courses from as little as £30 per person. Call now on 674 387.
Who can tell me the simplest way of buying car insurance online? Voice one.
Go to rossgower.com.
Go on, go on.
Choose your car, enter a few details and get an instant quote. You can buy online and print out your documents immediately.
Is the correct answer. Well done. Yes, rossgower.com is the best way to buy insurance. No question.
Ross Gower Group Limited is licensed in Guernsey by the Guernsey Financial Services Commission.
Ho, ho, ho! Here at Ramsay Garden Centre, we have Christmas covered. Walk through our magical Christmas wonderland. See Dancing Norbert, fabulous new decorations, lights, indoor and outside for all occasions. Baubles and beads, trees, real or artificial, gift ideas and a few surprises at Ramsay Garden Centre. Christmas starts at Ramsay Garden Centre's open evening on the 28th of October. So come along to Albert Road for some cake and mulled wine.
Reynolds and Reynolds, the finest name for quality pre-loved cars and vehicles on the Isle of Man. Reynolds and Reynolds have a stunning showroom conveniently located on the Isle of Man Business Park. Reynolds and Reynolds stock a fabulous range of affordable vehicles and also supply, service and repair most makes and models. Open 7 days a week. Go on, call in today and see some friendly faces at Reynolds and Reynolds Vehicle Sales or online at reynolds.im. Part exchange and finance available. This infomercial was brought to you by Bespoke Group.
Looking to reduce your carbon footprint and your energy bills? Nexium can help. With our exclusive Isle of Man heat loss software, we can identify the key heat loss areas in your home. As fully qualified installers of ground and air source heat pumps, solar energy, and the island's providers of isonine spray foam insulation, let's make our island greener with Nexium. Visit homeofthefuture.im or call the Nexium team on 48 47 47.
There's only one name you need when it comes to scrap. Castain Scrap Metal. Castain will scrap all metal and they're licensed to scrap all batteries, including dry cell and lead acid batteries, to get the best prices of copper, lead, aluminium, catalytic converters, brass and more. Remember one name, Castain Scrap Metal. Castain Scrap Metal. Remember one number, 801337. 801337. Castain Scrap Metal.
Another weekend means another chance to win here on Manx Radio. And this time, we could be sending you to the Currachs Wildlife Park.
We have an annual family pass to give away for the park, which is valid for two adults and two children. To win, all you need to do is take part in our winning weekend wordplay, which is on all day Saturday and Sunday. Get your name in the draw and we'll announce the winner on Monday's breakfast show at 10 to 9. So join us this weekend to win with the Currachs Wildlife Park here on the Nation Station.
The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio.
Good afternoon, 13 minutes to one. This is Andy Wint. And Sweden didn't let COVID rip through its community. They told the elderly to isolate. It's also a country with a population of less than that of London as well. Sweden had a massive death toll and a very big infection rate. I don't think it was very clever. Well, Sweden, I think, to date has had 100,000 odd cases. They've had almost 6,000 people who've died in Switzerland, but they did have a very kind of high ratio deaths per 1 million of population, 583 people. And I think the population of Sweden, it's certainly less than 11 million as well. Well, they kind of decided what they wanted to do in Sweden and weren't swerved really by it as well. How do you confuse people on the Isle of Man? Put a white dot in the middle of the road regarding the use of roundabouts, says Darren. I often report to the infrastructure, into the infrastructure, Pete. There's a problem page on infrastructure's website about white lines and defects. Nothing gets done about it. So what's the point? If you report to the Department of Infrastructure, nothing happens. I actually printed the ballot books for the Onken Commissioner's election, says Bert as well. The ballot books definitely say by-election of one commissioner for the local government district of Onken. Somebody's given you false information. We'll find out more about it. Thank you, Bert. COVID to hit the Isle of Man bigger than ever soon as well. I think COVID will certainly come back to the Isle of Man. Well, in fairness, every minister who's been on the Man in Line since March has said it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. We haven't had a case in the community for ages and ages and ages now. Our cases at the moment are non-community cases. Five cases currently self-isolating. We haven't had one for a long time. Will it arrive? Well, I think that all the students should be put in the COVID hotel until they get a negative test. They made the choice to leave the island. Why should they put the rest of the island at risk when their family are returning? They're free to roam and spread the virus. They could stay in the UK. It's a little harsh because I think they've been urged to go to university. However, it's a point of view as well, and certainly one that certainly all the families, I think, are very well aware that if they have a student returning, there will be a self-isolation regime, and all those 111 people will be hot on the phone making calls, no doubt. A mistake on the polling card comes down to somebody should be disciplined over this mistake on the polling cards as well. Snaefell surgery are fantastic. I went for an appointment with my GP, so I was there and I asked about the jab as well. Everything was fine. Don't you think there are enough white lines on the road these days? It's a few years ago, there wasn't hardly a white line. You just knew to pull over and when to turn right. We didn't need all the lines telling us what to do, says Enid. Well, there's a lot more. There's a lot more road paint than there ever used to be. It's just that some of it isn't very good. And a note in that just said, at Glencrutchery Road, they've just painted black paint over the white lines there of the famous cycle lane and bus lane. The trouble is, at night, it still reflects. Glen Olden Road has a bad road service. Our MHK has its priorities right by working on the most important and serious problems as well. What's happening with the festive lights, says Steve? Get us back on festive lights, for heaven's sake. With no road paint, maybe people should drive to the conditions. Thank you, Mike P. Good to hear from you, Michael. Can you ask DOI why the painting of the roads has stopped? It's a legal requirement that roads are marked. The Alaman government should be held accountable as well. How can there be judgment in accidents when the road paint is missing or just not visible? And a note in, this is Jilly who said, you can get off a parking ticket if the double yellow lines aren't visible. So if the road paint on the road isn't visible, does that mean you could get off causing an incident or so if the road paint is missing? An interesting story. Snaefell surgery, fantastic. I went for an appointment with my GP. As I was there, he asked about the flu jab and said, there you are, have it now. Well done, Snaefell surgery. Matthew, thank you for that, Matt, as well. I would urge people to research Event 201 and the Rockefeller lockstep. It's Robin Ramsey. I think this is the anti-vax people as well. Loads of comment today about the roads as well. DOI had two teams permanently maintaining road lines, signs, one north, one south. As a previous caller stated, they got rid of the teams, same as the other maintenance team as well. That's why there's a lot of road paint missing on the Isle of Man. You can text, email or call, by the way.
Subscribe for free to a wide range of podcasts produced on the Isle of Man at manxradio.com, Apple, Google or Spotify.
Last time I'm going to mention it, because obviously tomorrow is polling day, but there is an election for two members of Douglas Borough Council for the ward of Derby. It takes place tomorrow. If you're registered to vote in the Derby ward, we urge you to vote and use your vote. Voting commences at 8 a.m. and closes at 8 p.m. The candidates for the two members of Douglas Borough Council are Alan Charles Buck, Samuel James Hamer, Amanda Jane Walker and Devon Watson. And of course, we'll be there with coverage of the poll result tomorrow evening on Manx Radio. That's Douglas Borough Council's two members, a by-election tomorrow in Derby Ward, and we wish everybody well. Hope it goes well for you. The main road from Ballalice Bridge, St John's to Peel QE2 School should have lighting for that main road to drive along it and just see how dark it really is. Lots of people say, Paul, that's the beauty of that road. Is that it is very rural and there aren't any lights. All the dark skies people are very proud of the fact that we don't have lots of lights on the Isle of Man, and therefore it's very good for astronomy, for stargazing as well. If we had more lights, it would probably make their life a bit harder. I just wonder what you think about that as well. Can you ask the DIY why painting of the roads has stopped? Legal requirement, another body saying that as well. Our infection fatality rate is near 7%, says Dick as well. We're twice as bad as America and way worse than the UK. We should be taking it far more seriously now, especially that our politicians who have the chance to save lives and not risk them as they are now. For one, I wish there wasn't a boat to Liverpool in the morning, says Dick as well. Well, of course, there have been fatalities on the Isle of Man. The majority of them were in a care home, but we did have fatalities on the Isle of Man. Nobody's forgetting that as well. The long-term effects of COVID still aren't clear, but the short-term effects are bad enough. To put it into the anti-vax conspiracy language, why make such a fuss over a vaccine with a 100% survival rate? Once it's rolled out, we can put COVID behind us and we can get back to normal. Can you imagine getting back to normal? Can you imagine what life will be when we don't have all this to contend with? Well done to Balasala Surgery for all the flu jabs the other day. In one door, out the other, doctors and nurses working together. Well done to all concerned. John in Balasala, with a lot of love for Balasala Surgery. Well done as well. I'm a furious parent of a student. Students are being blamed for everything. We need to support our students and to demand a stop to people on the Isle of Man treating students like super spreaders. They are. It's not their fault they were told by universities to travel to their chosen university. Afternoon, Andy. No road paint, bad pavements, lack of staff at the DOI, lack of proper road repair planning. Just another week on the Isle of Man. That's it for the Man in Line today. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks to our studio producer, to Barry Radfern, and for your comments. If you want to get in touch, by the way, out of hours, email maninline@manxradio.com. Call 682-631, and there's another Man in Line tomorrow at 12 midday. And remember, tomorrow being Thursday, 4 o'clock sharp on Manx Radio, the government COVID-19 briefing. W-I-N-T.